Welcome to our worship service this morning. Glad you guys are all here for us and be able to partake together in communion and all the different aspects that we've got going on today. If you want to look to see what's going on throughout this week and throughout that, you can look to the announcement section. We'll go over a few of those as well. The baby shower for Abby and Logan, the Craigers, is on February 14th here at the church. They're expecting a girl and they're registered at that link there. You guys can go there and get something picked up for them and ordered as well. Card shower for the Hoffmans is February 15th, the day after that. And that will be in between church and Sunday school, and there'll be cupcakes provided for that as well. The Chosen, the Season 5 Bible study is starting on February 15th as well at 6 o'clock here at the church. The Plus One Pregnancy Guidance Center is having their fundraiser at JVC on February 21st. Megateen down at Sunshine is March 27th and 28th. The deadline to get a free t-shirt if you sign up and register is March 20th. And that's for junior high and high school kids as well. So if you're looking for somewhere to serve in the church, we are looking for a custodian. You can talk to any one of the deacons listed there in the bulletin or call or text Jerry there at that number. And then the Centennial Committee is looking for help as well throughout the centennial celebration and throughout this next year as we celebrate 100 years that this church has been here. So if you can serve anywhere in that, that'd be great. Also, there's another sign-up sheet for Club Rock Snacks. There's a few other weeks that could be filled up. So if there's something you could do there, that would be great too. So are there any other announcements this morning that I might have missed? Okay, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from 1 Corinthians 1, 30 and 31. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So that, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord.
Well, good morning, and we welcome you to our worship service. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen and stand with me, we're going to sing number 195, Nothing But the Blood. Number 195, Nothing But the Blood.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What of good that I have. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Take the opportunity to greet one another. Let each other know you're glad to see them. Well, good morning again. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. It's got a couple of ones that have come to me. Christy Strasberg sent a note yesterday. Rich has had a setback. They're not sure if he's had another stroke, but he is not able to stand without assistance. So they will be beginning all the checking with the neurologist. They don't have anything as far as testing set up yet, but they would appreciate prayers for their home now, but as they adjust to some of the new challenges, continue to pray for Rich and Christy. Also, an update on my father-in-law. His appointment with the urologist and with the oncologist is on the 20th of February, but this Wednesday he will be getting his PET scan. So at least we were able to get that done ahead of time. So. And so continue to pray for him, for us in our travels, but also if an opening were to happen a bit earlier than February 20th, that'd be wonderful. So that's what we appreciate, prayers. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June. So two prayer requests from June. Rich, their son, and Barrett are down in Mexico. They're part of the directors of the fallout shelter out of Watertown. And then, so we'll pray for their safety as well as the connections they make. And then Bob has a biopsy on his thyroid this week. So we'll be praying for that. Any other prayer requests, praises? Miranda. So, Miranda, we walk alongside of you and Tim and family. Miranda was diagnosed with breast cancer this week, and so as she starts those testings, we'll be praying for her and for Tim, as well as all the travels, that God, as the great physician, will heal. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Mark. So, Colton and Michaela's daughter, or Mark's granddaughter, Lauren, is having surgery, the oral surgery, I'll use that, oral surgery, and so they'll be on Tuesday, so we'll be praying that things go well, and she handles the anesthesia and all the other stuff that goes along with not understanding what's going on at times. So we'll be praying for Lauren for healing. Other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we begin today, as we start a new month, we thank you that you faithfully walked through the month of January as we enter the newness of 2026. And sometimes it is easy to look at the things going on around us and to wonder, maybe even as some of, say, Peter's day, of wondering, what are you doing and why aren't you doing it as on our schedule? And the reminder comes that you are not slow to forget, that your timing for you, a day is like 1,000 years, 1,000 years is like a day. And that doesn't mean that the reality of today you just brush aside. Thank you for your promise of your presence in our daily lives, that you have told us that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you that that is both a promise as a corporate promise as your church, but also as an individual promise. And you, as sovereign, above time, you choose to act within time. And you choose to be a part of our lives. Thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit, that when we come to know you as our Savior, we are baptized into your body, into the body of Christ. And as we celebrate communion today, that is the reminder of what the sacrifice it took to have this opportunity to come back to you. I lift up these requests to you. Father, we lift up Rich and Christy as they wait for test results, that you would help with strength for Rich, for patients, and with the doctors. We ask that you would continue to be an ever-present help. I lift up my father-in-law, Bob, to you for his peace of mind and heart, that you would also help him with his appetite. And as we go through the scans this week, we pray for safety, but also wisdom for the doctors. And thank you that our hope is secure in you. I lift up Miranda and Tim to you with the hard news of the diagnosis of breast cancer. We ask that you would bring the peace that passes all understanding, that guards their hearts and minds. And as Paul also says, that we are to pray and not be anxious. Father, sometimes this is where others come alongside, that anxiety that raises itself up, that you would bring a reminder along the way that you were there and that you walk, and that as the great physician, you heal. So, Father, we just lift and lay Miranda before you. Safety in all the travels of going back and forth to Sioux Falls, and the wisdom for the days ahead, and strength, and a real sense of your presence. Father, we also lift up Bob Ohm to you as he's got a biopsy this week. Just pray that you would guide the doctors and wisdom and through the testing. We also lift up Rich and Barrett to you as they are in Mexico for safety and as the opportunity of teaching self-defense, but it's more than that. It's the opportunity of sharing the love of Christ. Give them opportunities to be a representative for you, both in word and in action. We also lift up Lauren to you as she has surgery. We ask that you would give peace of mind and heart to both Colton and Michaela, and for Mark and Therese, and also for Lauren, that you would heal through the surgery and that everything would go well. That is our desire. Father, we thank you for the ministries you've raised up, that we have opportunities to connect with the people of our community. We thank you for Club Rock, for our youth group, for our Sunday school classes. We ask that you would be with those that both teach and are volunteer. And we lift up the ministries we support around the world. We focus on Judy Bowman and Will Power this month. Just ask that you would give her safety in her travels. Thank you for the RV that has extended and increased her reach, and also provided a focal point in the communities, but also, first and foremost, the many times that she can share about Christ. Thank you for her passion for seeing others come to know you as their Savior. And we ask that you would give her open doors. For the offering we're about to receive from your people, we just ask that you would bless those that give and use the gifts for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord willing, as we go through the month, we'll get more videos from Judy and hopefully can hear from them. It's one of those things that it was working earlier, but as Jason Berman can tell you, technology will abandon you in a heartbeat. So if you'll take your hymn books, I ask you to stand with me. We're going to sing number 201, Grace Greater Than Our Sin. Number 201, Grace Greater Than Our Sin.
Sin and our guilt, yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured. There where the blood of the Lamb was spilt. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all our sin. Sin and despair like the sea waves cold threaten the soul with infinite loss. Grace that is greater, yes, greater. grace untold points to the refuge, the mighty cross. Grace, 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 grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Dark is the stain that we cannot hide. What can avail to wash it away? Look, there is flowing a crimson tide. Whiter than snow you may be today. Gracious grace, infinite grace, grace that is pardon and cleanse within. Marvelous grace, infinite grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe. You that are longing to see his face, will you this moment his grace receive? Marvelous grace, infinite grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Marvelous grace, infinite grace, grace that is greater than all our sin.
Very good singing. May be seated.